say, you have the power.
I have the power.
I got the power.
I got the power.
The supernatural ability to do anything that God has predestined you to do.
Amen.
Go to Jeremiah 29:11 real quickly.
Amen.
Yeah, I know you guys have already prayed. So I'm walking in the anointing that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. Hallelujah. Heal the brokenhearted, announce release to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to send forth as deliver any and all who's been oppressed by Satan, to proclaim acceptable year where your free favors profusely abound. Father, I thank you once again that my tongue is as a pen of a ready writer, that I always speak in word in season, especially to anyone who may be weary. I decrease so that you may increase, and we thank you for right now transformation taking place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all, let's read this real quick. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. I came to talk to that woman this morning who feels hopeless. I came to talk to that person who the enemy has been fighting you with your purpose and your destiny with everything he have. I came to talk to that lady who the devil tried to tell you that it's not no use even going out there. Your situation is hopeless. I wanted to let you know that your Father has sent me with a divine message to let you know that he has a purpose and a plan for your life. And it's still going to happen. And for some of us, he said to tell you, not only is it still going to happen, but it's happening right now.
Amen.
It's happening right now. So God have a purpose and he have a plan. Do you know even with every heartache that you've ever experienced in your life, everything worked together for your good? Okay, I heard you. You don't know my childhood, Pastor Tracy, but it didn't break you. So now let it make you a stronger woman that you can stand up and say, no matter what happened to me in my past, I choose to move forward. I choose as an act of my will to operate in the power God has given unto me. What power? I'm glad you asked that. Go to Ephesians 3:20. Most people are walking around with it hidden, with the power hidden under wishful thinking, procrastination, fear, excuses, and intimidation. Procrastination, fear, excuses, and intimidation. The devil is like the neighborhood bully. He walks around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. What, that woman that's uninformed and naive. Somebody say, I'm no longer uninformed,
or
naive. Now give yourself a shout of praise. See, the uninformed woman think that because that man got you pregnant at 16 that there's no way out. See, the naive woman walks in without a condom, without a patch or a pill. Let me go on this side of the room. Well, I thought I wasn't supposed to have sex before I got married. We already knew that.
Amen.
So what? You done did it.
Amen.
She done did it. Yeah, y'all, did you hear that? You've already done it. But see, the informed woman, the one that's not naive, if I'd make a decision to go against the will of God, I'm going to take care of myself.
Amen.
Let me go on this side of the room. Oh, it's not church, is it? It's not church's normal. No, it's not church. We don't do church. We're declaring war on uninformed and naive women to let you know that you have the power, the supernatural ability to activate the plan of God, the will of God for your life.
Amen.
Somebody say it's time to activate it.
It's time to activate it.
The illustration God gave me, and I'm going to show you what he gave me. For an example, this is a cell phone. Everybody knows what the cell phone do, right? But if this phone is not activated, even though it has the ability to do a whole lot of things, well, mine's do, and some of y'all are probably more upgraded than this, okay? It has the ability to do a whole lot. It can save me a whole lot of heartaches. I can remind myself of things that's going on in my life. I can send myself, y'all didn't hear that, love messages. Okay, y'all didn't get that. You can send your loved one love messages. There's a whole lot you can do with this device once it is activated. Okay, somebody don't want to work with me this morning. Activate the power on the inside of you. There's so much potential in every one of you this morning. God said to let you guys know that there's so much more to life than what you see right now. And some of you are in the same old syndrome. What do you mean by same old syndrome? I was reading this recently and it blessed me. The same, you get up at the same old, you get up out the same old bed, turn on the same old TV, walk out the same old door. After you ate the same old breakfast, go the same old way to work with that same old sorry man, with the same old job, with the same old hairstyle, okay, with the same old phony friends. And God is trying to get you to pull up. Somebody says, time for an upgrade.
Because
I got the power. Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. Hold on. What do you mean, Pastor Tracy? I can think big. I don't know about you, but when I dream in colors. I have big dreams. As a matter of fact, I heard our pastor saying this a long time ago. He said, I had king's taste when I was not even a king's kid.
That's right.
If I walk in a store, it just so happened I pick up the shoe and it's the most expensive one. Anybody else do this? You go to the makeup counter, it just so happened to be the one that costs the most money. So think about it. If you can dream big and you have big desires, God is dreaming even bigger than that for you. He has a plan, but he wants you to learn how to activate this power. So it says he can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works where?
Yeah.
Hold on. So what are you saying? You got a part to play. You've been waiting on God, and God is saying, I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you to activate the phone. He's saying, I'm waiting on you. Matter of fact, I was reading last night. My husband said, baby, please go to bed. That's probably why he's kind of having a relapse, because I couldn't sleep. I've been eating up books, and one of the books that I was reading, I finished one, and he had me to start on another one. And when tomorrow's church is going to be awesome. If y'all can come in the morning, I got a word. It's going to be awesome. Those of y'all who are here, if you don't have a church home, we welcome you to come. I'll be here and be over there in the morning. But he was telling me about how all the earth is waiting to see the manifestations of the true sons and daughters of God. So your purpose is waiting on you. God is counting on you to get in position. So there are other women that's out there that's lost, that once we get in position, there is an army rising up that he's going to send us back to break every chain. Oh my God, somebody say calm down. You have a destiny. You might want to, this is just in me. You have a destiny. Seize it. It's yours for the taking. Then he gave me the illustration. There are some of you this morning feeling defeated because the enemy is telling you what you've done and where you've been. So what? So what if you was molested? You ain't the last. So what if you was a hoe? Say, I'm not a hoe no more.
Amen.
As of last night. Praise the Lord. I'm not frugal with my money anymore. As of yesterday. Okay, let me go. In other words, I don't care if you got out of bed with the bummer's husband this morning. This is a new day, praise God. God is not holding your past against you. Whoever that was for. And stop letting church folks condemn you for the hell that you've been through. And they still in theirs. Okay, y'all looking at me in the tone of voice. Being judgmental. Who is this for? I'm going somewhere. Stop throwing stones at your sister. Okay, Prophetess Gwen. Yeah, you talking about her because she got four kids and never been married, but you didn't tell about all the men you didn't hold around with. If we could count out the babies for every time you open your legs, the population of the earth would be greatly intense. I know y'all like this kind of, yes, y'all do. See, we play games in church. Most play games. October 30th. Is it the 31st? I don't celebrate it. But stop being, take the mask off. So you're talking about your sister because of her past evidence, and you just don't have the evidence.
Exactly.
He without sin cast the first stone. Man, I was talking last night to one of my cousins, and she's like my big sister and my mother. And she was saying, Tracy, the Lord was talking to me about you. And I knew it was God because, you know, he had told me the same thing. And she said, my mother and I was talking about you, my auntie. And she said, we were saying that God allowed you to go through some stuff. She said, he let me walk through it with you. But he said it was because of the anointing on your life. So when the women come forth, there'll be a deliverance in your mouth. Y'all not listening to me. Am I bragging on me? No, but whatever you've gone through, there's a deliverance in your mouth for your sister that's next to you or behind you. Tell her about how the man tried to screw your life up. Don't be afraid to talk to your 16-year-old daughter who's going down the wrong road. Tell her, mama done been there and done that. Oh, I wasn't going here. But some of the kids can't get delivered because mama's still running around fake and phony. I tell my kids, mama wasn't always saved. Okay, let me go on this side of the room. We don't do phony at our house. My son said, mama, you ever had a boyfriend? Yeah, sure did, son. What's his name? I choose not to remember. Rex Ricks is the only man I'm thinking about right now. I make a choice not, but I don't, oh no. I've been saved all my life. I came out the womb preaching you a lie, and they know you lie. Okay, but anyway, I thought about Michael Jordan when I was studying on this, and I was reading how his high school coaches told him he was not pro material. As a matter of fact, he got cut from the team several times in high school. Go back and read up on his history. But he made a decision. I'm going to believe in myself. I'm going to practice, play the game. Let me go on this side of the room. And nobody can talk me out of my purpose and destiny. See, I believe Michael had a dream. Okay, let me go on this side of the room. Well, Pastor Tracy have a dream. You should have a dream. And let nobody's opinion of what they think about what you should or should not be doing stop you from running with that vision, because you got the power. What do you mean I got the power? The supernatural ability to do everything that you was predestined to do. Go to Ephesians 5, 15 and 16. Write this down if you can. Time is consistent with destiny and purpose. You are already a star and a hero in your own video. You were born an original. Don't die copying. I don't have to be like anybody else. I don't care how fine you are, how good you look. I'm not trying to be you. Y'all, somebody heard that. Somebody going to get free. You are already a star. The hero in your own video. Stop watching TV wanting to be Beyonce. Okay, you talk Beyonce. Well, whoever your favorite singer is. Oh, my God, if I just look like her, enhance what you have. Let me give you a little nugget. Let me give you some nuggets. Somebody said she going to keep it real. Makeup ain't going to hurt nobody. It ain't going to hurt nobody. Nobody. And most of the people that you see, that you think all that on a bag of chips, they've been enhanced in some type of way. We got technology now. If they don't have it on for real, they can make you look like you got it on. Okay, y'all looking at me in that tone. Somebody says, but it's time to redeem the time. We got work to do. I was listening to this song when I started talking about this message. When God gave me this message, I was listening to Mary, get up, gonna think now, 24 hours out, y'all know. And the Lord gave me this message. He said, tell the women, it's time to get up. We got things to do. Nobody has time to sit around talking on the phone all day. We're going to get into that in a minute. I don't have time. We're going to talk about that in a second. But he says, see then that you walk circumspectly. Come on, y'all. Not as fools, but as wise. Hold on. No more naive and uninformed women walk around like fools. You look foolish. You 35 years old begging him to marry you still. Learn who you are in Christ. And if he decide he don't want you, let him know thank you very, very much. So now that you're out the picture, my real Boaz can show up. Okay. My daddy had a saying, I just heard his voice, that a piece of job can keep you from a good one. Well, a piece of man can keep you from a good one. Okay, whoever that's for. Not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. In other words, there are women who are out here who are dying. And if we don't redeem this time, y'all, there is somebody who's not going to come in anything that they think is similar to a church. Right. Some of us going to have to go to the club. Yeah. Let me go on this side of the room. Church folks don't like this. But if she danced on that pole like that and y'all broke down and poor, she don't want that. Right. Okay. Y'all do like this. My husband was sharing with me to somebody where he got it from. I don't know. And I'm not intimidated by other women, so it didn't bother me when he told me. Some girl in Miami, I want to say, said this girl is the highest paid stripper. In the country or whatever they said. This girl makes like 20,000 a night, whatever it was, a night. So they had a little picture of her, and I said, let me check. I said, oh, okay, girl, bad. So you can't walk in there on her talking about coming to Jesus looking like you stepped out the bed. You can't drive up in no hoopty. And this girl got limousines taking her where she needs to go, talking about come off that pole, come to Jesus. Can I borrow $500 from you for some rent? And those who are against prosperity, it's going to take more than just, you know, a good shout. Some of the fish we got to catch, you're going to have some stuff to show. Okay. See, when I go get her off the pole, I can't go up in there with no imitation jewelry on. You can't, you just, I'm sure she's driving and living in the best. Okay, y'all looking at me, church folks playing games. But somebody said, we got things to do. Listen at this blessed me. This really blessed. Unlock your true potential. And allow the new recreated you to come alive and come out. God has already completed a spiritual blueprint of what you are to accomplish. Oh, my God. And if you wait until you feel ready, you'll be waiting forever. Somebody say he's got a spiritual blueprint. What do you do with a blueprint? You know, I like to look at houses. You know, I'm a realtor. You know, I've been to school, got my real estate license and everything. Praise God. I've always, you're not looking at no pastor that don't have no credentials. I got some stuff under my belt. I might not act like it, but I do. Praise the Lord. But when I was in real estate school, one of the things we were talking about, too, is, like, you know, the house, the foundational stages of houses and things like that. That was one of the chapters I read. Can't remember all of it, but I do remember enough to teach you this. You need a blueprint in order to build anything. Somebody said God already had me on his mind before the foundation of the earth. It's waiting on the real me to show up so he can show out. Now give God a shout of praise. Psalms 139. I'm going to work it out. The devil didn't want me to go here, but I'm going. Anybody getting blessed, I know I am. 139 verse 13 through 16. Are you there? Somebody say, he's just waiting on the real you. The recreated you. That's not you to want to cuss everybody out every chance you get. See, some people are angry. Yeah, you walk around with anger because of the husband and the kids and what's not happening. That's not the real you. When your mind become renewed, things I used to do, I decided, you know what, it ain't even worth it anymore. Amen. And if we cuss each other out every day, then okay, Lord, hey, maybe this ain't what we need to be doing. Okay, that's another nugget. Let's read. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Hold on now. Hold on. So who are you to even tell yourself about how fat you are, how ugly you are, how black you are, how light you are? That's like you telling your father he didn't know what he was doing. The scripture says you were fearfully and wonderfully. Okay, y'all looking at me in that tone. Matter of fact, we are God's workmanship. What do you mean by that word workmanship? Piece of art. Man, I thought about like Michelangelo. You know how they get the sculpture and they go in there. God said, I'm going to make her 5'4". And I got Tracer on my mind. I got Alina on my mind. I got Natasha on my mind. I got Shonda on my mind. She got to be this height. Even though you want her to be this height. That was a little nugget. That was a little nugget. Everybody, free yourself, free yourself, free yourself. So you're God's art. You're a piece of art. You were fearfully, and the Bible said, wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works. So everything God made, the Bible says, oh, I love that song. Everything God does, he does it well. Yeah. Man, you ought to walk in a room and just tell yourself, you ain't got to wait. Girl, you know you look good. Yeah. Okay, see, y'all don't want to work with me. Marvelous are your work, and that my soul, my mind, my intellect knows very well. Your frame was, my frame was not hidden from you when I was made in. You was born in the back seat of a Yugo. Y'all don't even make them no more. Y'all remember the Yugos? Anybody over 40? Chevette. Y'all remember the Chevettes? Well, for those under 40, them little bitty cars, they was like this. Okay, real inexpensive, little bitty. Okay, so if your parents got together in the back seat of whatever car you want to name it, how about you was not an accident? Okay, walking around intimidated because we were talking about you. Where your daddy at? Where your daddy? Who's your daddy? Okay. When I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth, your eyes saw my substance. He saw it in the beginning. Don't kill that baby. Whoever this is, well, don't kill that baby. It's not that baby's fault that you open up your legs uninformed and naive. Let me go on this side of the room. It's not the child's fault that you open up your legs uninformed and naive. Because in this day and age, she's not beating us down. She's just arresting that spirit that's trying to make me do stupid stuff. Okay. In this day and age, let me give you women some knowledge. 2014. If you'd make a decision that you're going to sleep around, if you make a decision, make sure you make a conscious decision. It's naive to just let life happen. It's irresponsible as well. Okay, y'all didn't hear that. It's totally irresponsible to just let life and things happen. You cannot walk around here haphazardly. Okay? So if you decide that you want to go ahead and have the sex or have the living, whatever you're going to do, you should be informed enough to do this. I'm going to take care of me. Because just in case he decides he done had enough, he don't have to stay. But that fetus, that womb, that child is there, they'll be there till 40, some of the folks. Okay, you looking at me in the tone of voice. So I need to make sure that if I'm going to do this stuff, I never heard a pastor saying this before. You probably had, that's probably why some people in the predicament they're in. But if you decide you're going to step against what God has said, step out informed. You know, if I'm going to be a hoe, I'm going to have to be a word? I'm going to have to be a informed hoe. Okay, y'all looking at me in that tone of voice. Because the street girl, see, church folks don't like, but the street girl, you laugh at her. But she don't have no, that trailing behind her. She got sense enough to know, I don't need no extra packages because I got things I'm trying to do. I can't hold like this and carry them where I'm going. Okay, y'all looking at me. Y'all play church. This is not church. We don't do church. We don't do church. Somebody said she don't do church. She going to keep it real because those spirits are real. That's trying to get you in some foolishness. You saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they were already written. So God already saw you at the end. They were already what? Okay, the days fashioned what? For me. When as yet there were none of them. So in other words, have you ever watched a movie? And when the movie starts off, they show you the end. And then they come back and show you, you're like, okay, now this. So the Lord saw you already at the end. He already see you with the business. He already see you with that fine man of God you believe in him for. He already see you with a Pastor Rex Ricks. Okay, I'm going to say. He already see you in that big house. Can I give you a little nugget? He see your bank account full too. And I can only imagine what God is saying. He put the desires in us. Did y'all know that? He placed the desire in you. There's a desire on the inside. Well, I don't understand that. Go to Colossians, Tim. I got to show them. Colossians 1:16. There's a desire on the inside of you. Somebody say, well, just talk about you, Pastor Chris, okay? There's been a desire on the inside of me for women, a passion to see women delivered. Yeah. It bothers me to see women uninformed and naive. Yeah. It bothers me. So whatever bothers you, normally it's something you're called to do something about. Yeah. Not to go talk about how stupid she was. I don't run around and talk about how stupid. I see stupid stuff. But I want to do something to help you to get out the situation. Y'all looking at me in that tone of voice. For everything, absolutely everything, come on, y'all, above and below, visible and invisible, rank after rank after rank of angels, everything got started in him and finds its purpose in him. So where are you going to find your purpose? He's trying to walk your destiny out with you. He's like, come to me. Well, I don't know how to do that. I'm glad you said that. Go to Jeremiah 33:3, Tamara, in the Message Bible. Gosh. The DNA of your destiny has been placed inside of you. And the only way to live it out is for the new creation within you to grow. It's already in there. Well, I don't understand it. Ready, let's read. Call to me and I will answer you. I'll tell you marvelous and wondrous things that you can never figure out on your own. Somebody should give God a shout of praise. You trying to figure out how he's going to take you from 50,000 to 250,000 this year. You trying. You sitting up here trying to figure out, Lord, how do I have these five babies? And you telling me you're going to send me a mighty man of God. God said, don't try to figure it out. I've already worked it out. So when he placed the zone inside of you, you woke up in the middle of the night. And you thought your stomach was hurting. You said, well, dog, I need some Pepto-Bismol. Okay, y'all didn't get that. So you go over to Walmart. Get on up because you know Walmart stay open all night. So you say, hey, it's just something. I just got to get to Walmart, man. I don't know. I should have laid. You go in there. Just so it'll be happening. The finest man you ever seen. Over here at the Pepto-Bismol counter. See, y'all laughing, but see, I'm talking about these desires. God know how to strategically line things up. You thought you had to go back to school, just go to school, but no, when you got back there, you're going to get your education, but there go Boaz. Okay, let me go on this side of the room. You thought you just had a desire to go swimming, but no. That future boss was over there with her children being taught swimming. So he said, come to me and I will show you great and marvelous things that you can never figure out on your own. Well, how is this going to happen? I'm glad you said that. The DNA, I said this earlier, the DNA of your destiny has been placed inside of you. And the only way to live it out is for the new creation within you to grow. For an example, pretend like I have some seed in my hand, okay? I'm praying over this seed. Lord, I thank you that this seed grows. I thank you that it grows. Okay, the seed's still there. I place this seed in my Bible, and I pray over this seed. Oh, seed, I'm believing you to grow. Oh, I just thank you, Lord. Shada-da! You know how y'all gets deep. Seed grow, seed grow. I throw the seed up at the altar. Seed, I thank you that you grow. Seed, I just thank you. Lord, you know I need you to grow seed. You know how you get to talking to the Lord? Nothing's happening. Until you find some good soil. Yes. And as an act of your will, you put that seed in that soil. Then that seed can become productive to what it was supposed to do in the beginning. Let me stop because it don't. Are y'all hearing this? That seed is not going to become productive or productive until it get placed in the not just any soil, right, but the right soil. Right. Yeah. What are you saying? Yeah. Find you somebody. I'm getting ahead of myself. Where the ground is fertile.
Amen.
And start sowing. Not just, we ain't just talking about money.
Right.
I need to get information like God's jewels. Yeah. I need to find out what can I do. Because I know I've been told I got the power, but how do I activate it? Where is the phone company? I need AT&T. I can't activate this phone sitting in the house praying for the phone to work. Okay, y'all looking at me at that tone of voice. Let me show you something. Somebody said she ready to bring it. See, I told y'all it wasn't going to be long. And I'm coming to talk to that woman today who the devil's been telling you that there's no way out. Number one, how do I get the power activated? See, I gave you the scripture. See, we don't do a lot of scripture in here. We showed you in the word. It's the will of God. You have a divine destiny and purpose for your life. But now you have something to do. Matter of fact, go ahead and pass the sheets out. I said I want to. Y'all want to look at it while I'm reading, or y'all want me to just read it? Y'all want to look at it? But that's what you don't do. Because I've told, I'm a homeschool teacher as well. People miss 80% of what you give them when you pass out notes and stuff. You want to know why? Too busy going ahead of me. If you get the notes, stay with me. Because what'll happen, you're so busy trying to read it that you won't get it. Okay? Now, how do I activate the power? Now, we gave you the scripture. Somebody said it's time for some real life application. Now, one thing about God's jewels, this is not a church meeting where we jump up and shout and scream and say that was good and go home. When you come here, you're going to be empowered. We're going to give you applications and things that you can do to take it to the next level. So I have some information for you, okay? Number one, because I have to keep going. How do I activate this power? First of all, know what you desire.
Amen.
It is the first thing you should be aware of. Listen to your desire. No matter how impossible it looks at the beginning, dream big.
Yes.
Your feelings should be attached with whatever you desire. In other words, when God places a desire inside of you, there are feelings that go along with it. Like people get saved and say, I'm scared I'm going to be sent to Africa. God is not going to send you to Africa without giving you the desire. Does this make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
He places the desire on the inside of you, and what he wants you to do is connect to him so that you can move forward with that desire.
Amen.
Somebody say, I got a purpose. And God have a plan.
And, God has
and I have to act on these desires
and I have to, act on
to activate that power
to
help bring this thing to pass.
To help bring this thing.
Now watch this. Create clear mental pictures of what life would be like when you have received things you want. Let your mind marinate into your dreams. So you know how when you was a kid and you started dreaming about when I grow up, I'm going to live here. That back to it.
Amen.
What was the desire that you had? Go back and dream on it. Meditate on that thing. Feel the joy and happiness of already having the things that you desire. Mentally prepare yourself for change by visualizing your ideal self. What do you want to look like? Who do you want to be? Visualize that. Who do you admire the most? How do you envision yourself in the future? What type of person do you want to become? Visualize yourself to be that person. So what do you mean? Paint a picture in your head. If you weigh 500 pounds, put a picture in your head of yourself. Okay, y'all go on this side of the room. Maybe go back to a picture of yourself that way. Not to put yourself in bondage, but to say, you know what? This is achievable. I'm going to stay focused. No matter what it looks like, I'm going to hit this gym. I'm going to eat healthy. Not just so I can lose weight, But I know that I need to be in a certain range for my heart to function properly. See, this isn't an informed woman. This is how an informed woman think. But a naive woman, I got to die of something. I ain't going to live my life in bondage. And then, okay. Okay, that's an uninformed woman. Number two, take the first step. At this point, your mind will start kicking out ideas on how to get to your future desires. When that happens, so now you got thoughts. How can I do this? You know, maybe I'm trying to do the weight thing. Well, how can I do this? Maybe I need to call Miss Charmaine. Or maybe I help me. Or better yet, if I've been freaking all night long, I need to find a woman of God that's strong in this area and just get her to coach me so every time this thing get wet, I can call her. And she can tell me, you know what, hold on. Your change is coming. Okay, y'all looking at me in that tone of voice. When that happens, act on it. Believe in yourself. So a lot of people don't even believe in themselves. Remember the Michael Jordan illustration? I believe that if he had not believed in himself, he wouldn't have never made it. He wouldn't have never achieved it. So you got to believe. So there are people going to tell you, girl, huh? What? A vision like that? Who going to hire you? See, those are the kind of people we're going to talk about that later. You just need to shake them. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But you got to visualize it for yourself, okay? Then check this one out. Obstacles might show up on the way, but you must believe that you have the ability, the supernatural power to go through or around those obstacles when they show up. You think the devil going to sit back and say, oh, you got the power. Go ahead. Run forth with your dreams. Go ahead. You can be all you can be, Gloria. Y'all know Joel Osteen. I love Joel. I told Victoria, you can make it. I love me some Joel Osteen, okay? Do not waste your time thinking about future obstacles now. And see, this will defeat you. It's already paralyzing you. Because in your mind, you're thinking now, you know I got these 5 children. Now, how am I going to go to school, too? Or you're trying to figure out, okay, I don't make but such and such and such amount, $200 a week. How am I going to sow more seed? Or how am I going to do this off of what I make? Or you know what, I only have a 12th grade education. Then when you get the college degree, he'll tell you, oh, you just got a BA. When you get your master's degree, you just got a master's degree. Okay, y'all looking up. You get your PhD. Now he tell you ain't nobody hiring. You see how he goes from one thing? Okay, yeah, okay. Praise the Lord. Praise. Somebody said, don't look up. We won't know it's you. Do not waste your time thinking about future obstacles now. This is the stage where most people fail. They have magnificent ideas, but they fail to act on those. And they say most people have at least one, I won't say one a week, but at least 3 or 4 ideas in a lifetime that could make you millions of dollars if you just acted on it. I know y'all have heard this. So what's the trick of the enemy to paralyze you to make you think you're not equipped? Okay, number 3. Write the vision. Write down all the things you desire. This step is necessary because if you do not write things down, your mind might change on the way to achieving the results. And this is a dangerous thing. Everything that God wanted us to know, guess what he did? He had it written down. Write it down. What do you see? What's your vision? What do you see yourself 5 years from now, 10 years from now? Write the vision and make it clear. And the scripture says, although it appears to tarry, it will surely come to pass. You know where I'm at right now? And this is not bragging. I know what God called me to do. I don't care what the devil, his course, you think. I love you. But if you don't see it, it's okay. I know I'm anointed. I know I'm in my zone. I know the Lord said the nations. Lena, I'm not trying to convince nobody, Charmaine. It's just, there was a time in my life, though, excuse me, that I wasn't there. I did a post on Facebook yesterday, and I'm going somewhere, and I really felt good. I was out there watching my husband wash up his motorcycle, and we were just sitting out. We were talking, enjoying each other, and I put a post up as a complete woman, not trying to compete with nobody. If he decided to drive off in the sunset, Charmaine, and I love me some Rex Ricks. I need to be in Rex Ricks Anonymous. Love him, love him, love him, love him. Yeah. But it ain't off balance. I know who I am. Amen. That if he decided he wanted to, you know, ride on out without Tracy Ricks, I ain't going to sit home and cry and tell him, what time he going to get back? Lord, he know me. I'm waiting on him. No. Tracy got things to do. Tracy can find something to keep herself occupied and still not worry about him going to see Shaniqua. I don't worry about it. See, when you're completing, you know the vision and the goals of your life, because this is my mindset. Much as I love him, see, an informed woman, this is how we talk, not a naive woman. If he decides to leave me, he done left the best thing ever happened to him. So you and Shaniqua, well, whoever, I need my baby back there, you and whoever, y'all have at it. Y'all go right on, because me and Jesus, I'm not going to say I won't be hurt.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give you fake and phone and say I won't cry.
Yeah.
I might have to call you and say, Lena, hold my hand. Mm-hmm. I might have to call you and say, Nikki, you know, give me some water. Pat my back. I might have to. But me and Jesus, see, a complete woman, you're going to be okay. When the job lets you go, a complete woman, you're like, you know what? Me and Jesus going to be okay, because I'm his boo. Y'all didn't. He's not a deadbeat dad. See, sometimes we humanize God to the point to where we put him on the level of that deadbeat dad that left you when you was 10. Or that husband that didn't do what he needed to do, or whoever. You okay, Jehovah Jireh, he's still the provider. As long as there's a demand, there'll always be a supply in the kingdom. Let me give you a little nugget. When things start getting out of place, God started breaking stuff down. He'll let it break on down. He'll let it break on down. When I thought I was depending on my husband for happiness, God let it break on down. He let it break. He forgot to tell me I was pretty. It's okay. God came in the room. I'm crying to God. God's like, it's okay. That's all right. He forgot. It's okay. You still pretty. If you think you're pretty, you know you're pretty. I told you was pretty. You okay. It's all right. Okay, you're looking at me in that tone of voice. And if that job is defining you when you lose that title, now what? Now what? So that makes you less complete? Write the vision to make it clear. This wasn't what I was supposed to be doing anyway. Thank y'all. I didn't have the faith to leave. I didn't have the faith. Be honest with yourself. I didn't have faith enough to go. Okay, y'all looking at me. See, y'all don't want to keep it real. Somebody getting free. Set goals. And another thing, God ain't worried about money. Tell Pharaoh to keep it if he want to keep. So you ain't not going to threaten me. Because you're not my source. I'm on the kingdom system. And the kingdom that I operate in, the one that my father rules and reigns, don't need Pharaoh to take care of me.
That's right.
Oh, is there something wrong with the money? No, I'm not saying. No, don't be so deep now. If Pharaoh want to give it to me, I'm going out there and get mine. But Pharaoh won't be dictating to me what I do. Okay, y'all looking at me in that tone of voice. Somebody say set goals. Number four, we going on. Act on them now, not tomorrow. Once again, if you wait until you feel ready, you might be waiting forever. Start each day with a clear to-do list with your cup of morning coffee, Olympia Nichols and Lakeisha James. Knowing what you need to do in the day ahead always keep you on track. So what I did in our women's book club, I gave every woman a binder. Every woman. The Lord told me to give it to them this past week. I gave every woman in our book club a binder. And every day I said, you put your time with God in there first, yourself, and then your kids. You have them. What about my husband? We ain't even worried about him right now. We're going to show you how to work on yourself. Project number one. Because if you're not complete within yourself, who is this for? You no good for him or them anyway.
Amen.
I had a Mother's Day message God gave me last Sunday that was awesome. The principles, the importance of a godly mother. If your life is out of order, you can't expect for your kids to be. You know, you beating them for cussing, and you cuss you cussing them out every chance you get. You mad with your children because their room ain't in order. Your room out of order. You mad with them for them not being on time, and they know that you ain't never thought about time. They know if you show up on time, we're going to know it had Jesus that came to the room and woke you up and picked you up and brought you to church. Okay, if it's you, just say, oh, me. So she not trying to beat us down. God trying to pick us up. We're trying to activate the power of somebody, so we got things to do. Now watch this. Create a weekly goal list using three colors. This is number four. Three colors. Something that has to be done at a certain date and time without any exceptions. A red priority would be something that has to be done by the end of the day. Red means alert.
Right.
An orange priority would be something that has to be done within less than 1 to 7 hours. Don't look past 7 days until the priorities are met. What are you saying? How do you bite the elephant? Eat the elephant. One bite at a time. A lot of women, I see this so much, and this bothers me. So I know I'm called to correct it. And I'm not mad with that spirit on you looking at me crazy. You don't faze me. Not one bit. I'm so free. But what bothers me about women, you got too much. Some of you got too much going on. John is not going to miss the pros because he don't play ball at 5. If Ray Ray and them can't do ballet, whoever, Raquisha, whoever, your little pudding pain. If she don't do ballet at 12, that don't mean she won't get to be in the world-renowned gymnast, whatever, Hall of Fame. I'm just throwing stuff out here. Y'all get what I'm saying? And there are seasons in your life, God might say, sit yourself still and listen to me. Well, my children want to do this. No. Because at the end of the day, you're going to have to give an account to God. You got the power, but you can't activate the power because you're so busy doing so many other things. There was a season in my life, my kids couldn't play sports, and I told them. Matter of fact, today was one of them days. I said, now, they had soccer this morning. Thank God this ran over. I said, this is the last game for us. Next weekend, I'm going out of town. Now, if this ain't the last game for them, it's for us. Amen. I got ministry on my mind. Now, and I'm not putting ministry ahead of my kids. They'll tell you, I live a balanced life. But this season for us is up. Summer, no sports this summer, period, to us.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, y'all looking at me in that tone of voice. Well, I got things I need to work on me. Because see, when you burn out and you worn out, now you yelling at them, you beating the daylights out of them for stuff because you tired of things, decisions you made uninformed.
Yes.
And naive.
Yes.
The Bible say, do nothing without counting up the cost. It's not the children's fault that you tired from doing stuff you don't have to be doing. Well, you told me to write the vision. Yeah, but the vision's for an appointed time.
Amen.
The vision I'm walking in now, Cheryl, the vision I'm in right now, I couldn't do this 8 years ago.
Amen.
Let me go down here because y'all looking at me in that tone of voice. It wasn't a season. I was a housewife.
Mm-hmm.
Nursing babies. Babies on the breastises. Yes, that's what they were. Couldn't go to the bathroom because somebody was coming back. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Y'all don't know about that. Y'all don't know nothing about that. So it wasn't the season for me to be out hanging around and trying to do this and trying to do that. It was my season was in. But guess what I was doing on the backside of that desert? Talking to my father.
Yeah.
Building myself up.
Yeah.
Going into the...
Yeah.
Nursing them babies, praying over them in the spirit.
Yeah.
Developing them in the things of God. Training them up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to know where your seed... Well, I don't know that. Find a seer. That's what the Lord calls us. Y'all didn't know that? Real shepherds, go back to the scriptures. They're called seers. Why do he call them seers? Anybody got any revelation on this? They can see things that you can't see. You've been running around crazy. Come down there and say, just sit down somewhere. Go pray. But pastor, I got this to do. That. I just see it all the time. I got all that. It just be like, and I'll be hanging on the phone like, Lord, please help them. It was a lady called me about a month ago. Nobody in here. Don't y'all look around. Who's she talking about? Nobody in here. Okay, don't even go to the church. Don't know that she ain't been to a Jewel's. Because if she has, she'll be informed. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
She called me telling me, I want to come visit your church. I said, okay. I got this going on. No. The whole coming from the minute she,
yeah.
I couldn't wait for her to hang up. I was just like, I got tired. Listen to her on the phone. You up to? Stressful. We didn't even talk. It was so stressful. I was like, look, you know what? Don't even worry about Jesus. Tell him you'll be back later. You just do whatever you know. You got too much going on. And it pulls and it weighs on you. Then I just heard this start affecting your health, too. Our bodies was not meant to carry all this stuff that some of you guys are putting on it. Ripping and running. There's times you need to just lay down somewhere. Not with your legs open, either. Just lay down. Some of you got too much going on. Let me look back up here. Y'all looking at me crazy. So she bringing it on in. An orange priority, it says, should be something that has to be done within less than 1 to 7 days. In other words, stop being so busy with the Mary Martha syndrome. Slow down. There's women who need to be in here this morning. I'm going to tell you why they're not here. Too busy. Your spirit man need to be fed. Like my sister said on her blog yesterday, you didn't even show up. Now between John going to do the baseball... And I'm taught my marriage is jacked up from the floor up. I'm so crazy in my mind in 5,000 different places. And John John got ball practice this morning. Okay, let me go on this side of the room. I don't know if I'm going or coming. I wake up in the morning mad. I go to bed mad. And Shaniqua, oh, I keep calling my baby name. But you know, Renee got practice. You got too much going on. Once a month, I'll be telling Pharaoh, look. On the third Saturday, Pharaoh, Massa, you know how y'all, you love Massa now. Tell Massa, on the third Saturday, I just need a half a day. I'll be in it, what two, can I come in the evening shift? Better yet, if you ask Pharaoh enough time to leave, God, I believe Pharaoh will let you free some. God will have him let free you sometimes.
Yeah.
Then what ends up happening, you going before the Lord crying, and God is like, look, I tried to send you to help. I tried to give you the information. I didn't send you across Pastor Tracy's path for no reason. I did not send you there. Okay, y'all looking at me. Well, maybe it ain't Pastor Tracy. You ain't all that. Well, whoever your seer is. Okay, somebody let me go in here. No, I don't have all the answers, but I have some answers. And the answer for you, if you let me.
Amen.
See, as women, we have to be real careful with that thing. Okay, somebody say the next one. Cut back, I went ahead of myself, on unnecessary activities to free up some of your time. Any activity that does not produce a tangible result or lead you to success, you can put on freeze. Don't just put it on hold, freeze it. Okay? For an example, cutting back on a movie or going on the computer to go on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, etc. You done spent 45 minutes on Facebook and say you need a job. How many applications you put in? Oh, I did one last week, Pastor. I'm trying to wait for them to call me back. You done spent 45 minutes on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. What is it? Twitter, whatever y'all call it. But be careful about choosing. I heard you. Well, you on there too, but I done did my stuff. I'm sitting out there with my husband, relaxing, enjoying my husband, and ain't worried about no bill. I ain't worried about nobody trying to take my man. I ain't worried about my children out there on the street. I ain't worried about me and my God have spent time. We tight. See, when you start doing that kind of stuff, you're in the danger zone too, because now you're trying to figure out what somebody else is doing. Somebody say, sweep around your own door first. But be careful about choosing which things in your life are important to you and which are not. To avoid common errors, first make a list of things on paper that you normally do on a daily basis and or weekly basis, and put how much time you spend on each activity. In other words, start logging your time. For an example, Charmaine got me on a prison lockdown, so everything I eat, I got to write it down. Which is good, because it makes you mindful of what you put in your mouth. So how about doing it for your time? Everything I do, I'm writing it down. Okay, y'all looking at me in this tone of voice. I heard the Holy Spirit, know what the Holy Spirit just said? It says, some people head, because you don't want change. You don't want to activate the power. See, church folks want to pray. They want you get up off your knees. You done wore them out. Ain't nothing happened. A lot of church people want to they want to hear a shouting and John message. And God is talking about, it's 24 hours almost. Time to get up and do something. You've been praying over the same car for the last 15 years. The body style have come and gone about 4 times. If you would get up and activate the power, God could have had about 3 of them and paid cash for them. Okay, let me go. Okay. Then mad with your girlfriend because she got her priorities together and she a heathen. But she don't even go to church. Well, we know. We see her. She just applying a principle. Being intentional with her life, and it's working with her. She's being informed. She's not being naive. So you can't be mad. Okay, somebody said she's not mad. Okay, to avoid common errors, first make a list of things on paper. Notice everything is about writing it down. That you normally do on a daily or weekly basis, and put how much time you spend on each activity. Then take the items on that list and lightly cross off the things that are useless in your life and you spend too much time on. Yeah. For example, if you're watching TV for 5 hours a day, you're definitely wasting too much time of some of the time in your life. If it has something to do with another person, specifically family, do not cross it off, as doing this could affect the other person badly. Next, look at all of the things you crossed off and then at the things you still have on your other list. Does this seem reasonable? Could you live without the things you crossed out? Our main goal is to get you to stop spending too much time on useless things. And y'all, please, as women, I'm urging you with a sense of urgency, please stop wasting time. And I hear so many women saying, there's not enough time in the day. Let me give you a little nugget. Time is not going to wait on you. Amen. I am 45, and where it went, I don't know. I'm looking at my girlfriend from college. I'm like, girl, you see, did we live in Alabama last week? When I say Alabama, I meant the university. We graduated from the University of Alabama. I'm looking at her. I'm like, my mind don't want to catch up with where we are, for real. When I look at you, I'm like, you know, my mind want to take me back to the Kappa house. Okay, let me go on this side. See, y'all be playing. Y'all be trying to play. To the Freaknik. See, y'all don't know nothing about that. Y'all don't know nothing about that. But guess what? Life kept going. My kids asked me what year I was born in, and they tried to crack jokes. I ain't even, you know. Well, if you was born in 1990, I was a long way from 90, so don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it, how old I am. I'm not ashamed of it, but the time went on by. And I'm looking around, I'm not trying to be 16, but I feel it. But I'm not there anymore. So time don't wait on you. You gotta do something. In other words, you'll look back now in 5 more years because you'll be out of college. No, well, hey, going to Howard alumni programs, they looking at you like, where are these old folks going? You ever been back to homecoming and they looking around at you, see y'all, some of y'all have graduated, you know, you looking around like, dang, they ain't got to do us like that. It ain't been that long. Okay, anyway, time don't wait. A woman who's informed, she activates her power. Write down 5 strengths you have and how you can use them to your advantage. I'm going quick, y'all. Write down 5 weaknesses you have and how you can improve them. Try to improve yourself a little bit every day, but at the same time, keep this quote in mind. Complete perfection is bliss, but when perfection is met with humanity, it's useless. Never use the word perfect, use improved instead. The process of improvement is slow, but if you try to improve yourself every day, in 6 months, the next list you write will be very different. So what are you saying? Every day, I'm working on being a better me every day. I cussed my kids out every day last week, but that's my week. So, okay, Lord, I'm a downtime, and I'm cussing out on 2 times this week. Okay, y'all didn't get that. I ain't give my husband none for the last 3 months, so I'm going to cut it down, at least give him something once a month. Okay, let me go on this time. We talking about improvement. What's your weakness? You know what the Lord was ministering to me about? I don't know who this is for, but that's witchcraft when you hold out on your mate. Your marriage is a form of witchcraft, and women don't know that. It's witchcraft. That's a very manipulative form of witchcraft. And sometimes you're wondering why this man is walking around mad and frustrated. It's because you have made a decision not to give him what belongs to you. Don't get none. I hear them telling the story too. But I'm talking to the women. So you won't be used by the devil. The Bible says, as a matter of fact, it says, do not deprive one another unless you give place to the devil. What are you? That he's not getting frustration. Okay, let me go. Somebody says they want to play church. 16 and up, praise God. 7, get rid of the negativity in your life. Put family and friends which bring too much negativity towards you on freeze, not hold. Put them on freeze for now. You ain't got to call mom and say, mom, I'm through with you. I'm cutting you off. You don't have to do that. But instead of talking to mama 3 or 4 times a day, and you know mama got that spirit on her, cut it down to once a week. Mama, you know, hey, send her a text. If she don't text, well, mama, I'll call you. I'll tell you I love you. Okay, bye. Because there are some people, when you hold these conversations, that stuff try to rub off on you. You were trying to get free. You heard a good message. You came out of God's jewels, and all of a sudden, bing, he go to the phone. Shift your whole mood. You don't have to tell me. I know what happens. Someone was telling me about their husband, who they are separated from right now, keeps stressing them. I said, why are you answering the phone? She was just telling me. I mean, she's like, this man is stressing me. She called me, passed into it. I done told him to leave me alone. Why you answer the phone? If this man is stressing me out like this, he'll be on my list as do not answer. That's your tag on the phone. That's your contact name. Do not answer. Okay, y'all looking at me in this tone of voice. I said, now you mean to tell me you separate from him and you still letting him stress you and your kids out? Something is wrong. Another young lady called me, and I know we're going to bring it in. And she was telling me her and her husband separated. And he got the nerve to want to come visit her child. He's not sending no money to at her house and talk about her to her children. I said, you retarded. Did y'all get the story? He comes to her house to see the kids he ain't taking care of and talk about her to them. And you still letting them come? And he ain't bringing no gifts no way? And if you're going to bring a gift, put it in the mail. Better yet, drop it into the account. Okay, let me go. All right, hold on. Let me go back in here. Get rid of it. Don't start any trouble with them, but be less reliant on them. Also, cut back on negativity to yourself. Whenever you think something negative, say to yourself, that's negative and unnecessary. Keep saying that to yourself until your brain stops completely. If you have friends who are bringing you down, there's no need to keep hanging out with them out of obligation. Cut your ties and cut your losses. Just because you have a past with someone doesn't mean that you have a future with them. Pastor Rex A. Rick Sr. Yeah. When Pastor Rex taught this word, it freed me up. I'm like, just because you have a past don't mean you have a future with me. Right. There are some people I knew in my past right now, and I know how their mindset is. Even the members, we just don't talk. Yeah. I stopped going to reunions for a while. I know you know my family going to think I'm... No, because what y'all doing and talking about, I'm past that. Who done gained weight? Well, we know they did. Who husband doing what? Okay, now what yours doing? Why your family doing this and why they ain't doing that? I ain't got to explain it to you. So anything that's causing you to come down can't help you come up. I just heard that, so you're not listening. Even there are some people, do you know, just like the Lord assigned people to help you, there are people who are assigned by Satan to pull you down. Satan has his imps too. The Bible says that they will transform them into ministers of light. Go back and read it. He has imps, whether you believe it or not. That's a sign. Special, seem like, the, and I've been noticing this, for real. I can talk about me. The higher I'm getting into my destiny, I notice there's been certain ones I just can't talk to you because I'm all excited and you be like, You know, you can tell how somebody can receive when you're talking. You might be saying, oh, I'm going to get a car. Really? Oh, you done bought the car, you seen this? Well, I wouldn't have got that color. Well, you don't have one yourself. We didn't ask you. Just watch the responses of people when you start talking about your vision and what you do. Just watch. Then sometimes it's the one that get me, they get real quiet. Or better yet, you on Facebook and they see it. They go down to your page and go click on one of your baby pictures. It look like she came out there. Anyway, click like here. But it ain't about who click like, but I'm saying read between the lines. Because if that really tight with you, they can support your vision. It won't take, if they like a baby boo-boo picture and can't say nothing to encourage you or even just one little click. I heard you. Because my husband, he told me, his baby, because I was telling him about something that happened, somebody that I noticed, and he said, well, it ain't that deep where you got to be counting likes. No, it ain't like that. I'm complete. I ain't counting no likes. But if you see somebody, you didn't say that you and Jordan's going out and I'm excited about it, and I go down to Olympia page and click on her baby came out of boot camp, you know, good, Olympia. Let me go on this side of the room. It got quiet. What else? He's in the room. No, I'm not sitting there, Miranda, trying to see. I don't have time to see. But some things are obvious when you see them. And some things got to give you insight so you'll know that's a snake. If it smells like a snake, then I need to know you're a snake so I won't walk up on you because you just might bite me with that poisonous stuff that I can't get out of my system. Okay, y'all looking at me in that tone of voice. Number 8, that's why you got to build your self-esteem. Don't compare yourself to other people and do not limit yourself to the standards of the consensus. Hold on, back to this point. Usually when you compare yourself to other people, you're either judging too high or too low. Either you think you're better or you think you're lower. Then stop comparing yourself. Everybody going to be a size 2. Everybody don't want to be a 2. Okay, let me go on this side of the room. You don't know, some people have medical conditions. And then let me tell you, the informed woman, if you don't like what you see, let me go on this side of the room. The informed woman, that though she got the power, then I can do some about this. Look at me today, because what you see today, you won't see this no more. I thought about the song, Love Don't Live Here Anymore. Say, that girl don't live here anymore. I'm going to do something about it. Okay, y'all looking at me. Then you mad with somebody. That's another thing. You mad at somebody post. Who this is? Somebody must be on Facebook. You mad because look at her and Pastor Rick. They think they look good. Yeah, we do. Working on it every day. Every day. Working on it every day. Why do you got to post every picture? See, somebody who hate, for real though. Usually when you hating and you feeling like that, it's something inside that you're not happy about with yourself. Because those of us who have high self-esteem, I can lift up and edify any. See, and that's another thing. Ooh, I heard that. I felt this one. Why can't you compliment your sister? Is she pretty? She pretty. What's the harm? You look pretty. It don't take nothing for me to say, girl, that's bad. Them shoes bad, you know. Man, when I walk up on my woman of God, I tell her, she be laughing at me. I say, you know what? You the sharpest woman in the body of Christ. I tell her every chance I get. She be like, oh, Pastor. I'm like, you bad. I mean, she bad. Children bad. Husband bad. I ain't got to hate on you to... Matter of fact, I heard if you hating on the person you connected to, why you connected? Disconnect. And I'm not connecting with anybody, Cheryl, that's not a preview of my coming attraction. I ain't doing it. Looking at somebody, telling me, well, I wonder how much she paid for them. I did. My husband bought them. One or two pair last week. I get gifts every day. Every day. I don't try to validate to nobody what I'm doing. I mean, when you're complete, you don't have to do that. And I'm at the point in my life, Nikki, if somebody don't like me because of who I am, Nikki, I'm not, them days are over, Tracy, of trying to please people and make them like you, because you can buy folks gifts all you want to. You can be nice to them. You can go to every anniversary, birthday party. If they got haterade in them that they haven't gotten out, they still don't like you. I don't do that crap, even in my family.
Amen.
I heard you. Well, Mama said they said it. You don't like people at your house. You about right. I didn't try to make it up. My mama said they got a room and I don't want nobody in my house. They right. Because I know what's in my atmosphere. Me and my husband got it going on. Me and my kids, if they got draws in the floor, you ain't got to worry about it. Because when you leave the house, God, what they doing over there? The kids got, and I'm not saying it's in the floor, but you have to be careful with the negativity. Because you don't know what I did last week. For all you know, I could have had the flu last week and couldn't get up and clean up. So if you really care about me, instead of leaving my house and talking about me, help me clean it. Hey, I'm not going to stop you not one day that you decide to come. And see, this is the kind of things you have to be careful about. No, they're not trying to come see your house. No, they want to see what you got, so they go talk about it. How they going to keep that? They done bought a $300,000 house. She knows she ain't making but $100,000. You don't know what I got, boo-boo. Be careful. Learn, forget judgmental people and give yourself enough room to grow. Somebody say, forget them. Learn your value. When you know you're a jewel, then don't matter what y'all think. Knowing your identity determines your future. If you define yourself inaccurately, you will function improperly. Pastor Rick, say Rick Sr. Like the girl who's throwing that thing on everybody, you haven't judged yourself because you'll realize, you know what, my stuff too valuable. I can't give it to everybody come along. The woman who know who she is, know that, you know what, I might not have but a 12th grade education, but God think highly of me, and this business will get off to a good start. Go back and do research. Most of the millionaires and the billionaires, a lot of them didn't have college degrees. Now what's the excuse? Somebody say, you got the power. Make physical changes to remind yourself that you are a new person. What do you mean? You've been wearing that hairstyle since 1987. We came out of high school. That was my year. I ain't too proud to do it. Boo, they don't wear them fishnets like them we wore in high school. Those are not the ones that's out now. See Andre and Krista, I tell them to tell you what to do. I mean, you in a time zone. They don't wear that no more, boo. So you feeling bad because that same old spirit you had in high school still resting on you because you haven't changed not one bit. You still trying to wear the same clothes and they too little. I know it sounds funny, but do something to make yourself. Last week, this is the truth. I told Tasha I was feeling some kind of way. I did me a bob last week. I never did the full quick weave, the thing. Tasha had me all. I said, you freed me last week. So Pastor Trace got the quick weave. So anybody didn't know it, I had the quick weave last week. And she hooked it up. It was bad. But that was a time in my life I was under people bondage. And one that did it would have been walking around feeling crazy. But when she did, I felt a fierceness come over me. Passed up the shirt. Walked up in the head of men all paused when she. See, sometimes you got to get your groove back, Stella. You don't know you got the power because it's trying to hold you. That old hairstyle trying to. Then when she came in this week, I said, I want to do something different. I said, I was going to get my hair back. She fluffed it on. I said, hey, go ahead on, TK. Mama said, is that yours? It's all a bit of mine, so then I buy it. No, I'm telling you. Yeah, my hair in here, though. My hair in here, y'all. My hair in here. Get some braids next week. I'm finna twist it out probably next week. So what I'm saying, when you know who you are, it doesn't bother you. Chelsea's not in here. She's my other baby not in here. Man, Chelsea get a blonde hair this week and burgundy him tomorrow. See, when you learn who you are, you don't worry about what people think. Like, I like this newer generation. My baby came back here with her yarn braids. I said, now that's tight. Pastor might try that. I ain't 18 no more, but I'll try that too next time. She said it took about 4 days. Pastor can't do that one yet. Can't pass the old school on that. No, that can't. Pastor can't try that one. I like the afros and the natural hair and the kinked up hair and the, you know what I mean? Come on now, do something. You know you want your hair to grow, but you scared of what somebody, you in bondage. I am not my hair. I am not my. India freed me. I mean, seriously. The Lord used her back in, what was that year? 2000 or something? Early 2000? I would play that song. My kids would tell you over and over and over again until I got free. I wore braids for a year straight till I let that relaxer go. What's wrong with a relaxer? Nothing, but I wanted to be free. Every time I got one, felt like 10 bees was hitting the top of my head all at one time. I done tried, no lie. I done tried all, but it wasn't for me. Now, am I knocking you? No, but it wasn't for me. But if I'd have still been in people bondage and my esteem didn't know the value of who I was with low self-esteem, well, mine's not low. It is low if you still worry about other people. It's not high as it need to be. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If I stick it on top of my head, if I'm happy, you ain't got to like it. Okay, let me go. Somebody say, learn to define yourself. Build your self-esteem. Because, see, that kind of stuff can keep you from power, too. Certain hairstyles make you feel good. When you get out that chair, shoot, you walk out there, you be like, hey. You came in there like this. Now you're like, hey, let's make this happen, Pastor. Let's go. Let's go. Sometimes just get up out the bed and comb your hair. You can't get your day going. Okay, let me start. Number 9. Well, we did that one right. And it says that new clothing often suffice. Sometimes God might be telling you to change the way you look.
Yeah.
I don't want to go too quick. Change the way you're looking.
Okay.
He's saying you've been wearing them wife beaters. I know we women. But yeah, folks walk around with them in flip-flops. Then you talking about where is Boaz? I was going to say another word, but that I've been cussing one. He don't want your ass. You know what I'm saying? This ain't a church tape. Somebody say, edit. Cut. I mean, you want a mighty man of God. You said, I want this kind of man. He want that kind of woman.
Yeah.
I was laughing because when I went to North Carolina the last time and I walked in, well, the time before this, Pastor Rex cousin, you do something different every time I see you. He was teasing me. I said, I ain't going to walk behind your cousin looking like no raggedy. I show not. As not. This man get his clothes made. Huh? In particular about his shoes and clothes. You think I'm going to walk behind him and don't care? Well, you trying to compete? No, we completing each other. Okay, y'all looking at me in that tone. I heard that when you walk behind your pastor looking like the help, what Keisha said, looking like the help? Keisha always tell me, Pastor, I ain't going to look like the help. She like, I'm going to go with you, but I can't. You know, I mean, just you. Everybody needs somebody in their life to help pull. If your circle of friend influences and friends are not making you be sharp or pulling you up.
Amen.
Iron sharpens iron. I'm like Pastor Rex, now not wood. If I got to go around y'all and explain why I cut my hair and I know I look better, then we don't need to hang.
Amen.